Welcome back to the Galveston Experience Podcast. We're at episode number 70, and it is the Christmas edition. So much going on around the island for Christmas, and hopefully you have a chance to get down and enjoy some of it. If you haven't heard about the Elfie Selfie, they're about halfway through the contest, and it's very simply just a number of locations around the island. You take a selfie, and you post it with the hashtag GalvestonElfie, and you can win some great prizes, and they've got a lot of things still to give away. Coming up this week, giving away Schlitterbahn Galveston Island season passes, still to come, also $100 Yagas gift card, a one-night stay at the Galveston Island Hilton Resort with lunch for two at the Rainforest Cafe, brunch for two at the Hotel Galvez, and anybody who posts five of the selfies at the locations around the island is qualified for the grand prize, which is a stay at the Hotel Galvez, a $100 certificate to the Galveston Restaurant, group restaurants, four VIP Galveston attraction passes, and it's so easy to do. Just go to galveston.com/Elfie. And you can read all about it. And of course, we're one as well, the Galveston Experience Company. So if you come and do one of our bus tours, you'll already be at one location, so you can cross one off the list. And even if you're not on a tour, just stop by 1522 Seawall, and you can take a picture of our ghost bus in front of the store. So besides the Galveston Elfie Holiday Scavenger Hunt, there are a number of ongoing things happening on the island, like the Gingerbread Polar Express. It's really kind of something to see. It's happening down at the Tremont House downtown on Mechanic Street. The Night Before Christmas Gingerbread Village is on display in the lobby at the Hotel Galvez. And, of course, we have the Festival of Lights happening out at Moody Gardens, and that is going through the holiday season until January. And also the Iceland Christmas Around the World at Moody Gardens. So looking at events for the weekend, starting out with Friday, December 20th, if you're into the history of Galveston, check out the Galveston Historic Bus Tour. It leaves at 1:30 from the Galveston Island Visitor Center at 23rd and Broadway. The Christmas Countdown Story is happening at the library at 4 o'clock every day. Through the holiday season, they open up a new Christmas Countdown Story, and that's at 4 p.m. This is the final weekend for Laser and Lights. If you haven't seen it, or if you've seen a little bit of it, maybe you haven't seen the whole thing. There are actually four different shows synchronized to music that's being played on RadioGalveston.com. So the holiday music starts at 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the first Laser show synchronized to the music is at 6:30. And then there are four different shows at 7, 7:38, and so on at the bottom of the hour and the top of the hour, with the last one being at 9:30 p.m. And anybody can listen to it on your browser, on your phone. There's even a Live 365 app you can download, and you can learn all about that at RadioGalveston.com. And it's pretty cool. We've got some really good feedback on it, and it's projected on the American National Insurance Building downtown at 20th and Mechanic. So make sure you go downtown, check it out, and catch all four shows, because this is the last weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday downtown. 6:30 p.m. at Moody Gardens, it is Cirque Joyeux, the dinner and show at Moody Gardens. The Lone Star Circus with a galaxy of awe-inspiring circus stars. And you can find out more at the Moody Gardens website. And of course, the link is also online on the calendar page at galvestonexperience.com. On Saturday, it is Youth Sailing Saturdays at Sea Star Base. At 10 o'clock, the Galveston Island Market happens downtown. It's in the 23rd and Market area for a couple of blocks around there. A great way to get in some of that last-minute Christmas shopping. Saturday Stories at the Library is at 10 a.m. Santa will be on the Strand at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at Sangerfest Park. 2 o'clock, it's Adaptive Sailing Saturdays back at Sea Star Base. So if you know somebody with a disability, have them get in touch with my good friend David Gaston over there. He's actually got a boat that he sails himself. David is himself in a wheelchair from an accident he had many, many years ago. But they have a boat all rigged out, and it is really something to see. So Sea Star Base, one of the jewels of Galveston Island. 4 o'clock Saturday at the Bryan Museum, it is Guns of Glory. Join Bruce Burnett, who's the executive director of the Battleship Texas Foundation, as he shares the colorful history of the BB-35 and current plans for the future restoration and relocation of our beloved Texas icon and national treasure. 4 o'clock Saturday, it is the Christmas Countdown story again at the library. 5 o'clock, jazz at the Galvez, also holiday cheer at the pier, at the Pleasure Pier, 25th and Seawall. And the second to the last performance of Laser and Lights Saturday night, starting at 6 o'clock with the first synchronized show at 6:30. On Sunday, we encourage you to start the day with that smooth Sunday morning music, broadcast on RadioGalveston.com, and of course, as always, 24/7, 365, commercial-free. And it is the seasonal sunrise labyrinth walk, the winter solstice. That's happening 7 o'clock, and every time there is a lunar or solar event of significance, they have this labyrinth walk down there at 17th and Seawall. It's free, very peaceful, very relaxing, and it is just a spectacular way to start the day. For more information, of course, the calendar page at GalvestonExperience.com. 9 o'clock Sunday, it is the Farmer's Market at Bryan Museum. 11 a.m. Sunday brunch with Santa at the Hotel Galvez. Schooner Sunday at Sea Star Base at 12:30. 1:30, the Galveston Historic Bus Tour. Another performance of Cirque Joyeux matinee performance 3 o'clock at Moody Gardens. Also at 3 o'clock, a matinee performance of the Galveston Ghost Bus Tour at 15th and Seawall. And sing along Saturday, 4 o'clock at the 23rd Street Station Piano Bar. At the library, 4 o'clock, it's a Christmas countdown story. And the final performance of Lasers and Lights downtown at 6 o'clock. For more information on any of these, again, it's the calendar page, GalvestonExperience.com, and you'll notice up at the top, there's a button that says Submit an Event. So if you have an organization or a business that would like to get your events on the calendar, just submit the event. We'll get it on the calendar, get it on the podcast, and may even feature it on the air on our broadcasts on the half hour at RadioGalveston.com. We talk about Galveston events. So as we're winding up our first year in business here at the Galveston Experience Company, all of our staff, our drivers, Miss Lilia, who runs the store and does some of those awesome homemade gift ideas in the store, we wish you all a very happy holiday season. We hope we have a chance to see you either at the store, hanging out around the seawall, downtown for Lasers and Lights, and if nothing else, we'll be looking for you right here next time on the Galveston Experience Podcast.